for National Legal and Policy Center. I think the favorite adjective of investor relations lawyers is the word robust. I see it in almost every proxy statement. It's the word McDonald's uses to describe its lobbying disclosures. Unfortunately, I find the company's disclosures are less robust than McDonald's coffee, and that's pretty weak stuff. Our resolution seeks one-stop shopping for the convenience of shareholders and interested parties to find lobbying information in a single organized report. The company says that's not needed because you can find some of that information, but not all of it, scattered across various federal government websites, spread across unspecified websites for each of the 50 states and U.S. territories, and wherever else in the world McDonald's lobbies. Do you have time to search for all that? Does that sound like robust disclosure to you? So McDonald's is gaslighting you. Like almost every other major corporation that did business in Russia, McDonald's wants you to know they're doing the noble thing and getting out. However, they will still sell burgers in China, where McDonald's has at least 4 to 5 times as many restaurants as they did in Russia. It's also where Uyghurs are enslaved and tortured at the order of communist dictator Xi Jinping, and where Taiwan is under threat on a near daily basis, and where religious leaders are arrested in Hong Kong and on the mainland, and countless other human rights are consistently violated. So what's keeping you in China, McDonald's? Human rights are supposed to be part of ESG principles, but they're always the lowest priority. But corporations love the E part of ESG because they think they can get away with lying about achieving zero emissions by buying carbon indulgences and paying off environmental pressure groups. So it was pretty funny last year when McDonald's got the World Wildlife Fund to praise the company for joining the UN's Race to Zero program, not long after the company helped with a $6 million donation to the group. That's the kind of mutual political back-scratching you won't find in any lobbying report.